Presenting this week's story, Human and Heroic, Five Young Men Enter Eternity, Part 5. Five young American missionaries, Jim, Nate, Pete, Ed, and Roger, were ambushed and speared to death in Ecuador, January 8, 1956. They had formed Operation Aka as friends to share the message of Jesus and God's Word, the Bible. They were disciplined for jungle survival, had many skills, and were well-educated.
The work they began in Ecuador inspired change in jungles of Ecuador and people in many countries. Books and films have increased the outreach.
The five men were not trying to convince the Waranis to join a certain church or copy American culture. The men did not speak Waurani language well or understand the Waurani culture of violence. They knew from personal experience that God's love and forgiveness could end the culture of death among the Waranis. Literacy could bring opportunities to read God's word and opportunities for medical treatment and more education.
As Ellen Vaughn wrote in Becoming Elizabeth Elliot, Jim Elliot and his fellow missionaries were not spiritual superheroes. All had weaknesses and human uncertainties. Their faith was tremendous, and with their human challenges, they were heroes.
January 3, 1956, Nate took his missionary buddies to a beach on Karare River. It was about 3 hours from where for 13 weeks they had been dropping gifts. The men set up a treehouse and waited for the Waurami to visit them. January 6th, two Waurani women stepped out from the jungle. They were naked except for strings around their waist and wrist. Balsa plugs were in their pierced ears. Jim welcomed them. A Waurani man, Nankiwi, came. He wanted to ride in Nate's airplane. He tried to climb out onto the strut. It was hard for Nate to hold him back because the man wore no clothes.
Peace disappeared as argument built between the Waranis. Nankiwi wanted to marry the younger woman, Giamatti. Her brother was opposed. Nankiwi wanted Giamatti to spend the night in the woods with him. That violated Waurani moral standards. Anger grew. More Waurani got involved. They needed Nankiwi as an experienced warrior. Nankiwi succeeded in diverting the Waurani to anger against the missionaries. Warriors began sharpening their spears. They would attack the missionaries the next day.
January 8th, Sunday, the warriors divided into two groups. Women joined them. First was a friendly decoy group. Jim and Pete headed towards them. Jim smiled. Suddenly, a warrior threw his spear to the center of Jim's chest. Jim drew his gun to shoot into the air, but a woman pulled his arm down and his gun went off. A bullet grazed the head of the warrior. The second group of warriors attacked Nate, Ed, and Roger. Pete escaped to a log in the river where he stood shouting phrases. He was speared. Roger tried to get to the airplane handheld radio, but he was speared.
One of the warriors, Minkay, later came to believe in Jesus and said the missionaries had guns, but they did not use them in self-defense. Several fired them into the air. The missionaries passed into God's presence. To paraphrase Jim Elliot, they had gained what they could not lose.
Elise Steiner, Adrian Novak, and I, Barbara Steiner, are your story team today. Investigate this week's story.com.